Hello.
Good evening. Good evening, dear all. Very nice to meet you all in this Beiwei Online Express. I'm Cai Jing at Beiwei Online headquarters. And tonight, sitting beside me in this small studio is Miss Cai Tian from Learner's Support Center. So here, first of all, I'd like to support and cooperation tonight. And of course, I'd like to thank you all for your interest in this program.And today we're going to have a discussion on how to improve your listening skills. I believe you all agree that listening is of vital importance to your English communications and to your English studies. So, I hope you can enjoy today's program and you can participate fully in the discussion so that by the end of today's program, us have a deeper insight intohow to improve our listening skills effectively. And first, I'll ask you three questions to warm you up for today's discussion. If you have read my outline given to you a few days earlier in the forum, you've already got some answers to these questions. So the first question, what does a child do beforehe learns to speak? You can talk from your own experience, or you can talk from your experience of bringing up your own children. Yes, that's right. A child first learns to listen, and then he picks up the ability of speaking. So in other words, a child remains silent for a certain period of time,And during this period of time, he listened to his parents, observing the parents speak to him, and then suddenly one day, he opened and uttered first of all, and then later on, sentences. And then what inspiration does this give us in language learning? The inspiration is thatIf you want to learn to speak English well, first of all, you've got to learn to listen to English well. Listening comes before speaking, because it is in listening that you review the usage of English, you review grammatical structures, sentence patterns, etc. And now the second question.What do we do before we speak, before we chat, express our views? Right. The answer is still listening. To give response to your partner's words or sentences. First hand, what your partner has said to you.Otherwise, you have no idea, you have a little idea what to say, or what you said is out of your partner's expectations. So from this question, we learn that listening is important to keep communications going. Now the third question. What do you think provide major...Every day, we acquire a lot of information from different sources. We watch TV, we listen to radio, we exchange ideas with our friends. When we're doing these things, we acquire them through our ears. We have one mouth, but we have two ears. So that means every day, we acquire information twice.The information. So from these questions, we know that a good ability of listening to English can not only help you greatly in English language learning, but also in daily communication and also in information acquisition. So actually, I'm elaborating on the importance of.Because you all think listening is important, otherwise you won't be with me today. I think you are more concerned with the various different kinds of problems you have with listening to English. So now I will read you two English jokes. Listen to me carefully, see if you can get the humor. If you understand me well, that means you have reached a certain level in English listening. If you haven't, then try to think about what caused you, what made it difficult for you to understand me. Then you can type in the problems, your difficulties, and I will help you analyze what are the causes of your listening difficulties. Okay, now I will read you the first joke. Now please give me your ears. Ready now? Okay, now I will start. One evening, she was preparing for the dinner. Her 10-year-old asked, "Mom, what's puberty?" The mother was rushed at the moment, so she suggested that Peggy look up the word in the dictionary, after which they could talk about it. Later, Peggy, the name of the daughter, the little girl, returned. Her mother asked what the dictionary had said. "Puberty means," announced Peggy, "the earliest age at which a girl is able to bear." "What of that?" the mother asked. "I'm not sure," Peggy replied. "I've always been able to bear children. I can't bear." Are you laughing now? If yes, that means you have humor of this joke. If you haven't, maybe you fail to understand certain parts of the joke. So, where does the humor lie in this joke? Many of you have typed in there are some new words in this joke. For example, puberty, right? This means vocabulary, in this case, is a barrier to comprehension of this joke. But actually, you don't have to know the meaning of this new word, puberty, in order to understand this joke. Because from the context, actually Peggy explained what the word meant. This word meant means the earliest age at which a girl is able to 跟女孩的这个年龄进入这个可以生育呢就达到了青春期。And also, a very critical word here is that the word bear. What does it mean? Yes. Bear means endure and stand. But like many Chinese characters who have more than one meaning, this bear has another meaning. In this situation, bear means give birth to. So Peggy means I have to stand children. I can't endure adults. But if you misunderstood this word, if you thought it meant giving birth to a child, then Peggy's meaning is always been giving birth to children, but I can't give birth to adults. Well, that sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?